This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Lil Nas X had to scrap his Saturday Night Live dancers over COVID fears just 15 minutes before rehearsals for the show began. The rapper tweeted, "At first I was afraid to even perform. Then we rehearsed for 2 weeks. Then all of the dancers got removed because one had COVID and new ones had to learn the routine in 24 hours. And then I ended up ripping my pants." Can you say shit show? A Hollywood home once owned by Kurt Cobain and Courtney Love has hit the market for $1 million. They bought it in 1992, the year they had daughter Frances Bean. Built in 1921, the Asian-influenced home is full of unique details. Sadly, the house has since fallen into disrepair, much like Cobain's body. Sorry. No, really. Sorry. Morgan Wallen, the country star who fell from grace abruptly in February after being caught on video shouting a racist slur after a drunken night out in Nashville, won 3 Billboard Music Awards despite being banned from the event. Top country artist, top male country artist, and top country album for Dangerous. Aw, look, you can have it all. Racism and awards. Taylor Swift will receive the National Music Publisher Association's Songwriter Icon Award at their annual meeting next week. Yep, Swift has won 11 Grammy Awards, one of only 4 artists in history to win 3 Grammy Album of the Year Awards and 76 NMPA Songwriting Gold and Platinum Awards. Wow, congrats! Ben Affleck might be giving up his legendary Donut Dunkin' lifestyle for Jennifer Lopez. Yep, J-Lo and ex-fiancé Alex Rodriguez bonded over their obsession with working out. But she has gotten Affleck into the gym. Hey, if he wants a piece of her, he'll have to lose a piece of himself. A large piece. John Krasinski is one proud husband. The actor and director says working with wife Emily Blunt once again in A Quiet Place Part 2, the sequel to their 2018 box office smash, was amazing. Krasinski said, quote, "She's the greatest collaborator I've ever worked with," unquote. A Quiet Place 2 is now playing in theaters. Kevin Spacey is back and has booked his first film role in 4 years. Spacey will appear in the Italian film The Man Who Drew God, which will be directed by Franco Nero and star Nero's wife, Vanessa Redgrave. Nero said, quote, "I'm very happy Kevin agreed to participate in my film. I consider him a great actor," unquote. And a diddler. Kanye West's Yeezy Gap line will launch by the end of June. West first announced the collaboration on Twitter last June. Mark Breitbart, global head of Gap brand, said, quote, "We are excited to welcome Kanye back to the Gap family and together defining a next-level retail partnership," unquote. Oh, joy. Breaking Bad stars Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul hit at least a dozen parties at the South Beach Wine and Food Festival in Miami that festival-goers joke they must have had body doubles. The pair stopped by the soon-to-open Mezcal Lounge at the new Moxie Hotel, where they shook up cocktails to promote their new Dos Hombres brand. Hangover City.
Idiot of the Week!
Kim Kardashian is being sued by 7 former members of the gardening and maintenance staff of her $60 million Hidden Hills mansion, accusing her of a variety of shady boss-type behavior. The plaintiffs say she was late with their pay, withheld 10% of their wages for taxes, and refused to pay them overtime. Idiot! After a lively, star-studded finale of American Idol, the announcement came that Chase Beckham had received the most votes nationwide, beating out fellow finalists Willie Spence and Grace Kintzler. During the show, Chase showed off his talent multiple times, most notably for singing the Beatles' Blackbird. Can't wait to see him perform at Indian casinos. What? Mark Wahlberg is unrecognizable while filming his latest project, Father's Stew, in L.A. The 49-year-old, who has gained 20 pounds for his role as a boxer-turned-priest, is especially heavier around the waist, with prosthetics to complete the transformation. He's been eating 7,000 calories a day thanks to a customized meal plan by his personal chef. That sounds like fun. Warner Brothers, New Line Cinema, and HBO Max announced that they have established an overall first-look production deal with Robert Pattinson. The deal gives them the first chance to sign on any of Pattinson's forthcoming projects, which ultimately means big bucks for Robert. And he isn't even approaching the twilight of his career. Sorry. Ellen DeGeneres is rumored to be planning a move down under with her Australian wife, Portia de Rossi, once her talk show ends its 19-season run next year. The couple, who married in 2008, want to swap the bright lights of Hollywood for a quieter life on Victoria's Mornington Peninsula, just an hour from Melbourne. Wow, looks like they're getting run out of town. Crikey! The Trash Bin. NXIVM sex cult slave master Allison Mack is finally set to be sentenced more than 2 years after pleading guilty to charges that could land her up to 40 years behind bars. The 38-year-old former Smallville actress pleaded guilty to racketeering conspiracy charges that included extortion and forced labor. See? Bad things happen when you drink the Kool-Aid.
The news wrap-up.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a ban on deplatforming by tech companies. Tesla is planning to deliver the Model S Plaid in June after months of delays. Snap has bought augmented reality company Wave Optics in a $500 million deal. Amazon is buying MGM Studios for nearly $9 billion. The Lion will be included.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
A Quiet Place Part 2 shushes the competition.
The number one album.
Olivia Rodrigo's Sour enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds is still the best-selling paid app.
The number one book.
The Last Thing He Told Me by Laura Dave is the top fiction book.
According to Guinness World Records, BTS's new song, Butter, began breaking records the moment it premiered on May 21st. The Butter music video broke the record for most viewers for the premiere of a video on YouTube, which was previously held by none other than BTS's Dynamite. With 108 million views, Butter also smashed the record for most watched music video in the first 24 hours by a K-pop group and currently has around 220 million views. It also broke the previous record on Spotify held by Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber's I Don't Care. Speaking of Butter, the BTS promotion with McDonald's launched with the BTS Meal that features the group's favorite Cajun and sweet chili dipping sauces with 10 McNuggets, fries, and a Coke. I'm hungry. Here's BTS with the song of the week, Butter.
Smooth like butter, pour you in like no other. Don't need no usher to remind me you got it bad. Ain't no other that can sweep you up like a rubber. Straight up, I
gotcha,
making you fall like that.
Break it down.
Ooh, when I look in the mirror, I melt your heart into two. I got the superstar glow, so ooh,
to the boogie line.
Sidestep right, left to my beat.
Get it, let it roll.
BTS with the song of the week, Butter. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.